Okay, here I am. Here I am. So, I already tried this one once. It turned out all right. I feel like sometimes I get a little misdirected whenever it gets a little long, and I just kind of ramble on, and then things that could be like four or five different podcasts get thrown in. And I'm like, man, well, that'd be a good podcast right there if I could just expound on that. But I can't expound on it, and then I'll accidentally expound on it there. So, this one is going to be a long one, but so take y'all's advice, 15, 20 minutes. So it's going to be a two-parter at least. I'm making the parts like as we speak right now, so I can't promise you how long it's going to be until I get it full done. Sorry, I got to switch into my hick voice. I don't know why. But yeah, so this is gonna just be a few parts, a couple of parts, a few parts, I don't know. Got all night to work on it though, it's so exciting. This is basically, I've been talking to a natural lately, I've been talking about naturals lately, been listening to them, thinking about them, and just kind of realized that at my point where I'm at, it's very similar, like me and natural, not really much of a difference. If I want to get better, I have to put in a bunch of effort. If I want to stay the same, I have to put in a little effort. And it's the same for naturals as well, you know? They don't naturally get better unless they put in some effort. So anyways, I thought of a whole analogy that'll work for this. And I gave it the last one, and I did it over the course of 40 minutes, and it just, I got distracted and sidetracked, so I'm going to give you the analogy. It should ring better this time, but I love the analogy, I love the idea of it, so. All right, I'm not going to explain it as much as I did last time, which I don't think is going to shorten it that much, because I'll explain some things later. So, I want you to think of four boys that grow up down by the river, living in a van down by the river. Oh, by the way, he died, like I think it was 1 year after, 1 or 2 years after filming Tommy Boy. And I always thought he died because of being overweight, but he actually died of like overdosing, which is crazy. So let's go. Four boys growing up living down by the river. I think four. Four is, I'm pretty sure. So we'll just start with one. We'll move on to four. See if it lands. And they all know each other at different times of their lives. All right. So we'll start with the first boy because he's the one who figures it out first. He's chilling out. He's throwing rocks in. Throwing rocks into the lake. I don't know if you've ever thrown rocks into the lake. It's a pretty normal thing if you live near a river, or if you go down by a lake often, or if you're big into just, you know, throwing rocks. He's throwing rocks, and then one of the rocks skips after it hits the water. Defies gravity, right? What the heck? Water. These things don't float on water. How did that skip? Okay, now so we're thinking of four boys that don't know that they originally do not know that you can skip rocks. All right. So he sees that skip, and he thinks it's amazing, and he spends some time, like, you know, every time he goes down to the river, he tosses a rock in, and he's trying to get it to skip. Every time he goes down the river, he's trying to get it to skip over and over and over, right? And then finally, he gets it to skip again. And it doesn't seem like it's taken him that long. He's not comparing himself to anybody else. He just finally learned it. It's like, oh, sweet. So it's like that. And so he realizes that a specific type of rock helped him skip it. He's like, oh, sweet. That makes it so much easier. Now I just have to look for rocks like that. So he looks for more rocks like that and keeps throwing them. And but only some of the time are they skipping. So then he starts changing how he's throwing them and changing it and changing it. Until eventually he just finds out after a course of years, because he doesn't have anybody showing him how to do it or anything. He finally finds out the angle and the type of rock you need and, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. He figures it out. And so now he can skip rocks and nobody ever taught him. The second boy, he He's living down by the river. And he does not live alone. He lives with his dad. Now, his dad comes up to him. They're both down by the river throwing rocks in, and his dad says, "Hey, let me show you something." And so he goes down and he shows him this rock, and he says, "See how round it is, how it's round on both sides? It's not like circular, but it's got flat on both sides. And if you see this limestone here, you can break it apart, and you can get different rocks from it, and most of them will be good for this." And so he takes him to the river. He shows him, if you bend over like this, and if you throw the rock like that, then it's going to skip across the water. You know, so the boy just starts like, whoa. So he starts grabbing the rocks and trying to do that. And he's not great at it at first, but every time he messes up, his dad can fix it and show him what he did wrong and help him out and teach him how to do it. And so he learns how to throw rocks. Okay, so then we get to the third kid. Kid number three. He sees the rock skip as well, right? His rock skips, throws it, skips. It's like, whoa. He notices it just a little bit, but he doesn't do anything about it. Skips again a couple weeks later. He's like, whoa. He's like, what the heck? Like, what? Why is this rock skipping? I don't understand. And then, you know, life gets a little busy. He doesn't go down to the rock as much as he used to. And then he's a little older. He notices the rock skip, or he's just sitting there at the water one time thinking about the time that the rock did skip. You know what? He decides to ask some people. And so he goes around and he says, hey, have you heard of the rock skipping? Like, do you know how to skip a rock? And most people call it magic and say that he's evil and he needs to go burn in hell. So then he finds somebody, and this person's like, yeah, I know how to skip rocks. And so he's like, sweet, you know, can you teach me how? And so then the guy takes him down there. Now, he's been throwing rocks in the water his whole life, so he's got a lot of learning to do, a lot of relearning, a lot of switching things around and changing it so that he can skip the rock. But still, he needs the same thing. He needs to find the right rock. He needs to find the right, the right place to throw the rock from, the right technique and everything. So he's getting all of that down, and he's learning how. And while he's there at the lake, it's his first time, you know, he's just started today. One dude's teaching him, one dude says, yeah, I know how to teach rocks. And so he's like, you know, hey, how did you learn? And he said, well, when I was a kid, my father taught me. And then another dude walks up, and he can throw rocks really good as well. So you got two guys that can throw rocks really good as well. One of them says, my father taught me. And the other one says that, oh, well, I just learned when I was a kid. And so now this guy says, oh, okay, well, can both of you guys teach me? Can you show me how to do this? Like, I really want to do this. And so the one that says, my father taught me, is like, yeah, here, you do this technique, and you throw the rock, and, you know, you got it. It shoots across. He's like, okay. And he's like, so he's trying the technique, and the technique's not working. He's like, why isn't the technique working? And he's like, well, the other guy says, look, it's because you're trying all these weird techniques. You just have to feel it. The guy who learned by himself, he's like, you just have to feel it. You just have to think about, you know, what would make the rock skip. You have to look at previous, you know, you just got it. And you just feel it, and it's there. And it's like, well, what feeling am I looking for? And so now the guy's really confused, because he's learning that you need to find technique and all that type of stuff. But then the other guy's saying that techniques are BS. And so he's like, I don't know what to do, because they both have to be right, but they can't both be right because they're both saying completely different things. So he gives up. You know, his childhood dream of learning what makes that rock skip is gone now. And then we have another person. He's walking down the road, and he sees those three guys skipping rocks. One person trying, the other two. And he comes down, and he says, what are you guys doing? That is insane. He says, you know, I grew up my whole life near this river. I've never seen anybody do that. You know? And the guys say, oh, well, it's easy. We'll show you how. And so then he gets the same advice. He gets this, you know, oh, well, this, you know, you do this. He's like, well, it just seems so magical. Like, what technique do you use to get it? He's like, oh, well, you know, I feel it. And the other dude, oh, well, here's the techniques that I learned. And so the guy's like, that guy's confused too. So he leaves as well, right? And then we have another dude. So those are the four boys. I have to add in a fifth boy. A fifth boy. Now, it doesn't matter where the boy came from this time. This boy, He may or may not have seen the rock skip when he was a kid. And he may or may not have noticed it if it happened a little bit, but up till now, he's never skipped rocks. Like, he may have done it accidentally, but it doesn't matter. Because he sees them both, and then he sees the guy skipping rocks down by the river. And he goes up to one of them, and he says, you know, what do I do to skip rocks? And he says, oh, well, here's my technique. And he's like, all right, that technique. It's like, well, I know how techniques work. It's, I can't do exactly what this guy's telling me to do. I have to find my own way, but his technique is good. So I will start with that, and I will move on from there. And the other guy says, I need to find this feeling. He's like, you don't need a technique. You just need to feel it. And whenever, after you feel it, you know, you'll do good. He's like, well, how about picking out rocks? And this one guy says, well, my dad taught me a technique for picking out rocks. He said, you know, here's this, you know, you look for like something like limestone. You break it. You got all this. You know, you look for some round rocks. You know, they're normally near the water, look like 4 or 5 feet up, and you'll be able to find them. Then they ask the other dude, he's like, how did you find this? He's like, how did you find rocks? And he says, well, I just feel it. He's like, I look around for a good rock and I feel it. And so this guy says, he's a smart guy. He says, all right, they're obviously both right. So what I need to do is I need to start with this technique and I need to move towards the feeling. So I will use all the knowledge and everything, all this technique that I can get from this guy. And I'll look around, see if there's anybody else that has other techniques that I can use. And I'll try to find a feeling that will work for me. And so in doing so, a couple of months go by, a couple of years go by. He meets up with the guys again. They're both down by the river throwing the rocks again. And he goes next to him. He didn't grow up throwing rocks, but now he's on par with them as well, right? And he's throwing rocks. And now you've got the other two people, the one kid that saw it when he was a kid, you know, the other two boys, and they see them. And they're both a little resentful. One of them says, well, I wish I had somebody to teach me when I was young. And the other one says, I wish that I had randomly realized how to do it when I was a kid. And the other one says, I wish that I was one in a million like that other dude that did that. And so all three of them, though, could tell them that none of those things are what makes somebody be able to throw rocks. The only thing that can make you throw rocks is practice and skip rocks, is practicing it. You have to practice and you have to have determined practice. Now, the person that goes by feeling, he may not think of it as determined practice because it just came to him after years and years of doing it. You know, just kind of like, you know, just floating along, just learning it as he goes because he's got years because he was a kid. So the other person, his dad taught him, so he's, you know, thinks, you know, you gotta, he's like, yeah, my dad taught me this, but he told me you gotta practice it. You gotta practice if you want to get good. And the other guy said, hex, yeah, you have to practice. I mean, I wanted to catch up to these guys, and they both have 15 years of experience on me, so I had to practice like crazy. And so those other two guys, they have all their excuses, and they need to, they rely on their excuses to keep them. They say, you know, well, I can't skip rocks because I wasn't born able to skip rocks. I wasn't born with like my father teaching me how to skip rocks, and I wasn't born like that other dude that just crazily learned how to skip rocks. So now we have another person runs into the three men, sees them all throwing rocks, and he says, man, like, that is amazing. I want to learn how to do that. Can you guys tell me? And he hears the three men's stories of how they've been learned how to throw rocks. Now he's got three different accounts, and it's even more confusing, you know? So he's like, you know what? You know who seems like he's doing the best? It seems like it's the easiest. The one dude that just has the feeling. So I'm just going to go by feeling. And every time he throws it, it just messes up. And he spends forever just like, I'm just going to go by feeling. I don't have to worry about the other stuff. I just want to go by feeling. But he has no idea. He's throwing in the crappiest rocks with the weirdest angles. And that's just how he rolls. And then the other dude is like, you know, dude, just, hey, practice, keep practicing. You know, pay attention and practice. You've got this. And he tells him, but after a year paying attention and not paying attention and practicing and just trying to just do it on his own, he just gives up. And another person comes in, sees him throwing rocks again. I know a lot of people are coming in. I said four boys, but now it's turned to like eight people. But as I said, the analogy keeps growing. But another person comes in and he says, you know, hey, how do you guys throw rocks? And, you know, he gets part of the idea, but he has to leave real fast. He's like, oh, I gotta leave. And so he goes into his own lake and he tries throwing rocks forever, for month after month after month, but he cannot figure it out. So he's on vacation one day and he's like, you guys, can you like show me again? I must have missed something. It's like, I've been trying so hard. You know, I've got the technique perfect. I've got everything right. I don't know why they just won't skip. And so they said, what kind of rocks are you throwing? He's like, oh my gosh, I've just been picking up random rocks. And so then all of a sudden he finds the rock, like he finds what type of rocks he needs to throw. And now he's just as good as the other guys. I mean, he may not be quite as good at finding the rocks, but that is fixed with a little bit of time because he's so good with the technique already, you know? And so now it seems like he just switched one day and is way better at everyone else, even though he'd been trying for so long. And a lot of these are actually people in my mind, a lot of these analogies. I hope you guys get the metaphor. There's another person, one more. I know, I'm just throwing in all of them. This person that says that he sees what that person says about noticing the technique. And he says, I'm doing the technique exactly like you said. And he's like, and I'm practicing just like you said. He's like, well, that's cool. Like, you know, how often you've been practicing? He's like, well, I don't really get down to the lake that much. I practice probably once a month. And he's like, and generally I only have like 5 minutes there. I don't understand why it doesn't just skip every time I'm there. He said, man, you need to spend more time at the lake, you know? Just, that's all you need, is you need better practice time, because your practice isn't going to carry over if every time you practice it's got 30 days of wait time in between. You want to get down there, I mean, at the very beginning at least, you want to get down there every day. You want to switch it over to every other week later on or whatever you want to. But right now, you got to get down there to the lake every day, wake up early in the morning and get there. And the guy said, no, I don't think so. And then we have another guy. I know, so many guys. This analogy's freaking huge. I guess it's an allegory, technically, now that I'm thinking about it. And he gets down to the lake. And he sees the guys throwing the rocks. And he goes over and he starts throwing. And he sees the guy skipping the rocks. And he goes over and he starts throwing his own rocks. And he says, hey, it's cool you guys are skipping rocks. I'm gonna learn how to skip rocks. They say, sweet, like, you know, that's awesome. Do you want some help or anything? He's like, no, I got it. I'll learn. And so he spends his entire time, he's throwing rocks. And he's like, oh, I don't understand. And they say, you know, hey, dude, you know, maybe if you chose a better rock. He's like, hey, I can't choose a better rock because this is how I've always chosen rock. I mean, I have work and I have school. I can't choose a better rock. I have to do with the rocks that I have. I can't go to the other side of the lake where you guys are throwing the rocks out with the better rocks. I have to throw the rocks from here. And he's like, ah, okay. Then the guys are like, hey, well, dude, why don't you bend down a little bit more, get level with the lake? I was like, I can't, you know what? I got a bad leg. It's really hard for me to bend over. And so I'm like, okay. You know, why don't you try spinning it whenever you throw it? And he's like, yeah, I'm not really big with that. I'm gonna just keep trying this way. And so then 2 years later, the guy's been doing it and he's seeing them and he's like, ah, I don't understand. Because I've been trying for 2 years. I've been trying really hard, but I'm not getting any better. So this is my analogy. If you guys want an explanation, I will give you one. But basically it's pretty straightforward in my mind. Like, this all makes perfect sense. These are the different types of people. And honestly, I know that one of them was like very obviously the right one to do, because he's the one that ended up skipping rocks. But there's just, actually there was two of them that ended up skipping rocks. But the thing is just, like really, there is so many different paths to lucidity, but they always, paying attention and practicing. Like, you want to pay attention to what's working for other people, and you want to practice that in your own way. And your own way does not mean not changing like that one dude at the very end. It means finding your own way. Make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. So this is where I'll leave you at, because it's almost hitting 20 minutes. Yeah. Just so something for you to think over before I give you some conclusions and ideas tomorrow. Let me know what you think. I think that the allegory is pretty obvious, but if you're missing any parts of it, ask questions or anything like that, and I'll probably just answer it with text. I think I'm probably just going to use different parts of the allegory. Like, I'm not going to tell you, like, who this person is or who this is. But I will go into some details about especially the difference between natural and non-natural. So, like,